good morning to you, Namibia. It's now exactly 8 minutes past the hour of 8, and you are now tuned into Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. It's the 22nd of August, 2026, a beautiful Saturday, and I think winter is, you know, coming to an end, and we are entering a new season. We have ended a new season, but yeah, we are in between there, but the freezing is almost over, but let me just say it's over, you know, because we are no more that much freezing. It's just, you know, a cool temperature, if I can say so. Today's topic discussion will be on the reasons why families fail to work together. Why are we failing to work together? Why are we failing to get along? Before I go into details into our topic discussion, you can listen to us wherever you are, as long as you download the Eagle FM app on the Eagle FM Play Store. You go to Play Store and you download our app for free, and you are good to listen to us wherever you are, countrywide, worldwide, wherever you are good to go. And we also have our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na. We always have our shows, our podcast there, if you want to catch up, or, you know, listen to a show that you have missed, or you want to listen to, then you're good to go. And we also have our e-paper that always comes out on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We always have interesting stories, so please do subscribe to our e-paper. That's the Villager newspaper, and you'll always be updated with what's happening within and out of the borders. Like I said, I'll be with you until the hour of 10, and if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Now, topic of today, the reasons why families fail to work together. Why do we fail to work together? Why do we fail to get along? I mean, we are one blood, but why are we failing to get along? Why are we failing to, you know, to work together and make sure things go right and not the wrong way? So we are going to look into this. We're going to talk about this. So, you know, it's noticeable that many families struggle to work together. And instead of unity, there's often conflict, resentment, and division. And in some cases, it seems that people have more enemies within their own families than outside of them. You know, it is deeply disturbing, you know, really deeply disturbing to realize that, as the saying goes, a person's enemy a person's enemy are those of their own household. So when people do not share the same goals or trust each other, tension grows and teamwork breaks down. So it's something that one would always wonder, like, you'd see some families out there and you'd be like, huh, this family really love each other. But there's always conflict happening indoors, but they make sure when they are out there, they make sure that they don't show what's happening in the house. Hey, but there are some families, my dear, no matter where they are, in public, you can just see that, huh, there's a tension happening here, you know? And I always ask myself, was this how things were back then? Or it's just now, as things are changing and the world is changing, you know, there's so many differences compared to how things were back then. I think maybe because the entitlement is there, and you have there's digital changes, and, you know, so many things. And then you think of back then, there's hardly not so much things that would really take away one's attention, because you are more with the family, you are more focused on the family, you are more, you know, trying here, this and that. So before we dive deep into our discussion for today, you know, I always love starting with a warm-up music, just to get you comfortable, get you into a seat and be ready to listen. And then we can also engage, you know, come in with your opinions on what I'm going to share with you. And also just to, you know, compare. We talk about, because I'm a born free, so I can't compare as how things were back then compared to now, because I was not yet born. I mean, I know, like I said, I'm a born free, so I won't be able to compare, but obviously maybe I'll bring here and there what I've heard, what our elders would always tell us. You know, sometimes, you know how some parents are, something happens and then they'll be like, okay, I want you guys, you know, some parents, when they see there's a commotion happening here, or we're not getting along, or, you know, there's just something that has happened, among the family members, you know, the parents will sit you down, or elders will sit you down, like, no, you know how, I want us to have love, I want you guys to have love each other, and show the love, be there for one another. You know, back then when I was with my parents, or with my siblings, or with my cousins, my uncles, we used to do A, B, and C. You know, that's all what I hear, you know, so I cannot say it as if I was there, but according to our, you know, elders, what they share with us, the way they shared their love, the way they got to work along together, and how we, this generation now, how things are being held and handled. We have bills to pay, and from the bills that we have, after we pay the bills, we are going to go for that warm-up music. Do stay tuned, do not leave the frequency. I'll be right back.
Need some help with the groceries this month? Then YouSave has a competition that is just for you. Every Friday between 1 and 2 p.m., Eagle FM will be giving away a $500 YouSave voucher. To stand a chance of winning the $500 YouSave voucher, all you have to do is follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and be on the lookout for the weekly competition question. YouSave, where good food costs less.
Just like I said. Questions. I need all the answers I beg, but just like I said, life is a lesson. Oh, oh, I gotta keep now with them.
Should go on searching, 'cause searching, cause I am not the one for you.
And that was the sounds of Pandeni. Okay, it's exactly 23 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. Our topic discussion for today, like I said, will be on the reasons why families fail together. Why do we fail to get along? You know, why do we fail to reach an agreement? How can we go about it to always avoid such conflicts, to always avoid failing to work together, and rather than getting along together, so we do the right thing and to avoid bringing shame to our family. You know, one thing I've realized is that, you know, if we are not getting along as a family, and we end up showing it in public, you know, it's a family gathering, and then there's, you know, our invited guests that are not family, just close friends, and they see that, oh, this family, they're always having conflicts, they never get along, this one is doing that, this one is doing that. It can bring disrespect to your family, because those people can end up not showing that respect, because, you know, what's the point of respecting them? They don't respect each other already. And now, them seeing this, sometimes they also go in, wherever they go, they'll be like, I went to a wedding, or I was at a funeral, or I was at a come together a family event, or I was at a graduation party, or, you know, we always have different events, unveiling tombstones, you know, funerals here and there, you know. And what I've seen in that family view, those people really fight. They don't get along. This is what they do. This is what they say. This is what they are doing to each other. The young ones are answering the elder ones. The elder ones are also insulting the younger ones. They are exposing each other. They are doing what? They are fighting over what? They are fighting over this. Now, you showing, as a family, you showing what's happening within Vegas. Because they always say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. What is happening within there? And they get the people outside, they get to know that, oh, this is what's happening. Every family has drama. You know, people have dramas. But you have to make sure, by all means, to avoid letting the outsiders know what's happening inside. Because once they get a chance to know what's happening inside, then you might lose respect. You might not be gaining the respect. Or the respect might be just slightly a little bit, not that much, because of, like, what's the point if also they also don't respect each other? And then tomorrow you be like, why is this person acting towards me like this? Or why is one showing me an attitude? Because we showed already what's happening within the family, what battles we are facing, what conflict that's going on, and who is what, and who did what. And then now this brings to the disrespect, and even when you are there, they won't take you that serious. So let's avoid such conflicts. Let's avoid showing what we are failing to do. Because, you know, another thing, even if, let me use an example of your in-laws, your daughter-in-law, your son-in-law, or just the Makoti, the husband or wife married into that family, before they marry into that family, and they see the drama happening, they see the way the family doesn't get along together and all that. This is also where they can get a chance, or use the chance to, there are some, I'm not saying everyone, but there are some that take advantage of that and say, if they can't get along, why should I get along with them if they can't get along with their own family members? What if it's about what if it was me, you know? So we should always avoid all this, you know, the conflict let it happen there without showing that, no, this is what's happening. So even when you are seen outside there, there's so much respect towards you guys, there's so much love, there's so much understanding, they help you here and there, because they know very well that, no, this family, I'm inspired, I love the way they get to work together, I love the way they make agreements. And you know, when you get along together, you don't end up shaming your family, don't end up bringing shame into your family, you know, and all that. So we should avoid, by all means, you know, to do all such things that do bring our families down, or bring embarrassment to ourselves. Because now, if we act the funny way we are acting, in public, or people around us, we will end up bringing shame to ourselves, because we have failed to show, that we are able to do it. Imagine that someone from outside coming to resolve whatever you guys are failing to work along together. But if you do everything smartly, even though you're not getting along, by all means, the aim is to, you know, make things not to make sure that things go well and not to fail on one another, not embarrass one another, then it's good to go. But if you're not getting along together, you end up embarrassing yourselves. You feel like it's just you, but it's affecting everyone. It's affecting everyone that's surrounded. It's affecting everyone that's connected to their family, because now, just was two people that want to get along with what's happening, failing to get to an agreement. You know, it ends up bringing so much chaos. And as much as other family members want to intervene to bring a solution, everyone feels like no one is loves the other one more than me, or they don't care about me. You know, we bring in our emotions. We try to use our emotions now against the person, and now we end up now making it more worse. You know, instead of putting our feelings aside, our emotions aside, and then let the whatever event or whatever you guys were busy working together, to happen. Then after that, you sit down, you have a family gather, a meeting. You sit down, you talk about it, and then find a solution to it rather than bringing more chaos and bringing more trouble to it. So, why can't family members work together? Now we're gonna look at that, and then after we have focused on what really causes all this, what really makes family not work together, you know, and just do everything to run smoothly, get along, and all that. And then what solutions to avoid all this? What should we do to avoid all this family failing to work together? Because you know, when things go well, when you work together and you get along, things turn out to be the best of the best. You know, that's why it's always good to respect the owner of the event. The reason why that event is being held. Let me say it's maybe a wedding announcement day. Maybe it's a graduation party. Maybe it's a confirmation party. Maybe it's a baptism. There's so many events that we host: the funerals, unveiling of tombstones, get together as family, you know, and all such things, weddings. So many things happen, family events that we always host. So it's best that we always, you know, try to respect the person that's, you know, who brought us or what brought us together, you know. And then once we have done that, then we can now solve whatever was about to happen within the preparation or the arrangements of the event. So family members often struggle to work together because personal emotions, history, and power dynamics that bleed into professional tasks. So this mix creates severe challenges with objective feedback, boundary setting, and fair treatment, which can damage both business and personal relationship. So you'd find that there's a gathering, let me say an event, family event that's being hosted, you know, more especially the ones that funeral, obviously you don't plan for it, but let me say like weddings, graduations, and all that, we plan about it, right? So maybe there's always one or two people that had an issue with the previous event, or they just don't get along. Something happened between them, and now it's time for people being allocated to what responsibilities they'll be having, or not even responsibilities, but maybe suggestions one should bring up. Now, because Francina brought up this idea, and because you have personal emotion problems with this person, you are personally having an issue with the person. You have a personal issue with me, you decide that no. You try to bring something, you turn it into a negative way, because the idea Francina has brought up is wrong or not good, it's the best. But because you have a personal issue with this person, you decide that no, it's not right, or it's not gonna go right. Because of what you have with this person. And then now the family thinks that whatever Francina has brought up is the best, is a good solution, or it's a good idea. And then now you try by all means to get some of them to get to your side, to be on your side, because you have a personal issue with Francina. And Now this now brings a whole, you know, it's now like a whole battle, because this one is pulling this side, it wants to be done this way, this one wants it to be done that way. And that's, in this way, I always say that as much as you want to put in your inputs and all that, and you know that this person has a personal issue with you, although maybe you try to go away, do away with it, you put it past behind you, but this person still has it at heart that no, the other previous event you left me behind, or we had a disagreement and it didn't go according to what we have discussed and all that, you decide that no, it's best that we it shouldn't be done that way. And then now, because now this one is going along with the idea, the other one is not happy with the idea, so this one feel like, no, you guys just don't see me that I exist, you know, we now bring in our emotions in it, and then you go decide to leave the event or to leave the meeting, and then you go, because now you are using your emotions of what you have been put through, of what you went through, what you guys have done to each other, the previous events, and then now you bring your personal emotions into the meeting. But I mean, you know how bad it is, ne? Like, let me use this as an example. As you are in the same house, and let me say you are three girls, and you know, it's always us ladies that always have issues. This one's not talking to the other one. It's very hard to find a guy's not talking. They might not be talking today, or and then the next day, or just after minutes or seconds, they're already talking, you know, as much as they are angry at each other. But as ladies, when it comes to anger, we deserve an honest degree. Or what should I say? But anyways, now, we are three cousins in the house, and one decides, these two end up fighting, or they don't get along, and after this, argument, now me, I'm in between here, they don't talk, and now you know it feels so awkward. I know a lot of you have experienced this. You are now, you went somewhere, or you are somewhere, and you speak to both of them, but now when you bring up a topic, you are talking about, you guys are busy discussing something. Now, one won't intervene because this one doesn't talk with the other one. So now you'll be like, you talk with this one, and then you talk to this one. Because now I bring up something, I talk about it, this one responds, the other one doesn't want to respond because it's Martha who mentioned it. So Esther doesn't want to talk about it because Martha mentioned it. Then if I go in, Esther will contribute, but then when Martha won't respond because it's Esther that who has spoke about it or busy discussing on it. So you feel so awkward that you don't know what to do. You are in between. Now you have to, even if you want to go somewhere, you now want to go somewhere, you want to go with all of with both of them, and you know, most of the time, maybe as ladies, you're like, oh, let's quickly go away, and you are all three, and you normally always go together. Now it's a difficult thing because now you decide to, okay, let's go. They, no one wants, I'm not going if you are going with her. Or the first question will be like, are you going with Martha? Yes, I'm going with Martha. No, it's fine, you can just go with her. Then, like, if you go to Esther, no, I'm going with Esther. I mean, I'm going with Esther. Yes, I'm going with Esther. No, it's fine, just go with Esther, you know? So, it's a whole battle now. You are in between, they don't know what to do. As much as now you try to, you know, ask them to put their differences aside and just solve whatever that has happened, it's sometimes also difficult. You know, there are some people that just go a whole, like, it can be years of them not talking. And I mean, you are one blood, but because of what has happened, you don't want to forgive each other, but we are busy forgiving our partners that have been cheating and us doing A, B, and C 10 times, 20 times, but you can't forgive your own blood, huh? But you're forgiving someone that's cheating on you, and this person is not doing it for the first time. You've always caught them doing it, but you still forgive them because you love the person, and you're thinking of, if you leave this person, how are you going to survive, or how are you going to do about it, or what people think, what people say. But meanwhile, a family member that, even if something happens to you right now, it's this family member is the one who's going to come through. You're failing to forgive, but family is always family, no matter what we go through. And I've always asked myself, and I also had an issue of sometimes forgiving someone. I'm like, but Neyman, you are failing to forgive a relative for what they did. And it's not something big. It's just something simple. Maybe they ended up leaving you behind, or they forgot to do something. Just a small, simple mistake. You are taking days not to, to forgive the person. But this stranger did something, something very big, far more worse. You are forgiving every week, every day you are forgiving, but you are failing to forgive your own family member. That will always be there, they'll always be there no matter what. But this stranger can go. That's something we fail to remember, that why are we forgiving our family, our strangers, but family members, it's difficult. 39 minutes past the hour of 8, you are still listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, the topic discussion of today is the reasons why families fail to work together. Now, one of the things that we find family members can't work together, boundaries and communication. You know, there's always this, there's always no separation. You know, home issues enter the office and work stress goes home. You know, another thing also, hard feedback, giving honest job critics feels like a personal attack. So when I'm talking about this as family that fail to work together, even your workplace, you are more of like a family, right? Because you have been working this place for 10 years, 15 years. So they are more of like family. Even though you're not blood, you are family. And so many things also happen in there. You'd find colleagues not getting along, you know. And you have to work together as a team, right? So things work out right and go right. And another thing also, the loss of leverage. You know, traditional management tools like warnings or disciplines are hard to use on family. And before we proceed, we are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned, not leave the frequency. We'll be right back.
To me now. Even the stars are calling you home. Lil and Dile, God's hand over me. I breathe your name in every song.
Days turn to dreams that fade to light. Your shadow dances every night. If this is fate, then I believe that love is something I receive.
Healing dealer, healing dealer,
set me free,
set me free. Healing dealer, healing dealer,
come and find your home in me.
Healing dealer, healing dealer,
set me.
Yeah. Sometimes you get so used to surviving, you forget who you are. Paninguba, you stop explaining, because nobody really understands. I just say I'm okay, even when it's not the truth. I laugh before people notice the pain I'm trying to hide. I became good at disappearing without saying where I've gone. My phone stays quiet for hours, but my mind keeps screaming loud. Everybody else looks happy, moving on with their lives, while I'm stuck fighting battles nobody sees inside. I don't cry the way I used to. Now the pain just sits in silence. And every night when I'm alone, my heart still breaks quietly. I don't know who I am anymore. I'm just trying to survive. Every day I keep moving. But my pleasing people until I forgot myself, saying it's okay every single time, even when it really hurts. Some friendships leave you empty, but you stay because you feel loneliness more than disappointment, more than being unloved. I still pray in broken sentences, cause sometimes words don't come, but deep you see everything. The smile I wear every day is not the full story. I don't know who I am anymore. Hey. I'm just trying to survive. Hey. Every day I keep moving. Hey. But my soul stays behind. Hey. Everybody says I'm strong, but honestly, I'm tired. I need you to be good in the eye. Quietly, try game more.
Heal me slowly.
Hold me closely.
Don't let me go.
Oh.
I'm tired of pretending.
I'm tired of pretending.
Just need healing.
Okay.
disappear inside myself. Sometimes you get so used to surviving, you forget who you are. Pamengua, you stop explaining, because nobody really understands. Lately I just say I'm okay, even when it's not the truth. I laugh before people notice the pain I'm trying to hide. Became good at disappearing without saying where I've gone. My phone stays quiet for hours, but my mind keeps screaming loud. Everybody else looks happy, moving on with their lives, while I'm stuck fighting battles nobody sees inside. Slowly I'm fading, no cutting on good. I don't cry the way I used to. Now the pain just sits in silence, and every now and then I'm alone. My heart still breaks quietly. I don't know who I am anymore. I'm just trying to survive. Every day I keep moving, but my soul stays behind. Everybody says I'm strong, but honestly I'm tired. And it tries to be good to me, and I'm wanting to try to find me again. Don't let me disappear. I spent so much time pleasing people until I forgot myself, saying it's okay every single time.
All right, it's exactly now few seconds to 9 o'clock, and if you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be with you until the hour of 10 o'clock. So we have 1 hour to go. We have exactly 1 hour left until we hand over the mic to Urwazi, that's with Neshila, and then Mind Matters with Mike from the Ondangwa studio, and then back again to the Ventuk studio, that will be Tate France with Rhythm of the Historic, and then from that's now from 1 to 4, and from 4 to 7 that will be Omo Eli with Tate Kaoluma, and then from 7 to 9, it will be Life Lesson with our one and only Happy Juju. Now, the reasons why families fail to work together, that's our topic discussion for today. And you are more than welcome to call us in studio. That's 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on today's topic discussion, and also just to come through and share with us, looking at back then, you know, were family, okay, obviously family members, obviously there's always, we always struggle to work together here and there, but comparing to how family handle things now, how we are working together now and compared to back then, is it still the same, or it was better then, or is it now better, or it's, you know, how is it, you know, like I said at the beginning, when I started with introducing the topic, I mentioned that we just hear things from our elders, you know. Whenever, maybe, let me say, for example, when there's two people that are not getting along, or the students are not getting along, or in the preparations of the wedding, or the funeral, or the birthday, or the graduation, I almost say congratulations, but anyways, yes. Baptisms, unveiling of tombstones, get together, family gatherings, and all that. whenever there's one or two or certain people are getting along in preparations or whatever they're preparing for, and it reaches the adults' ears that no, who and who they don't talk or they're not getting along or this is what's happening, they'll always sit down with you and be like, no, what you guys are doing is wrong. And when we're of your age, this is what our parents will do, or this is what will be done, you know. So we always just used to hear the stories, you know. So we haven't seen it, but looking how things are nowadays, hey, there's a lot going on. There's a lot that white family members are battling within their family, and you'd find that, you know, why sometimes we find family members can't work together. You'd find that fairness and culture can be involved in it, you know. The favoritism fears, you know, other family members may feel cheated or assume promotion. Or assume that the other one is loved more than me. This is what I also mentioned before we went for the musical break, that you would find some that are facing a personal issue, and there's a decision that needs to be done, and maybe one of them's decision is far more better than the other one. Now they feel like they love or they respect the other one more than you. Let it even be now that maybe the person that was maybe the idea that the person that they have taken is of someone that someone that's employed. Someone that's, you are both employed, but maybe they, in terms of their profile, where they stand in life, they are far more better than you. So you now use that as, so maybe it's because, now it's because now she's well off, and for me, I'm still trying to get up onto my feet and all that. So we also, obviously you'd bring that in. Obviously you'd think that, no, it's because of where I stand. It's because, I'm still struggling, I'm still trying to be there, and they will listen to someone that has all the money. Is it because, and then, you know, family will start saying things. Is it because now I don't earn what she earns? Is it because now I don't own a car? Is it because now she's married? Is it because now she has kids? Is it because of now, you know, we bring in the comparison now because of what? Because we are using our emotions. We are using our personal emotions, and now this leads to us not getting along. And at the end of the day, now we also end up including the other uncle or auntie that chose this one's opinion. Now you also include them in this one. Ah, she has, that uncle has bad manners, or the auntie has bad manners. Because of what? Because of the personal issue that you have with that cousin of yours, or with that auntie or sister of yours, or brother of yours you have. Now you bring in also your you bring in now, you also involve now the other party because of the issue that you have, and you start even creating stories. You start creating, so you know, our minds can also play with us sometimes, and we end up programming things into our minds, and then we conclude everything just because of the personal emotion that you have towards this person. You start programming everything, and then you include even those that were not included. Because of what? Because of them taking this certain person's opinion and leaving out yours. Or sometimes they take both. And as they have taken both, they decide that, no, we're going to use both of them, but we're going to first go with this one, and then this one will be last. You know? So the comparison will also be there and all that. And you know, sometimes we always find that there are some family members that have issues with it, one another, but you won't know, you as a family, unless you hear it. It's mostly just the close ones that hear about it, until you meet up at an event where now there's tasks that are being allocated to everyone, and then you find these two people are being put in one room. They're being placed at one place, like, you know, you two are responsible for this. And now this leads to family members finding out now what really transpired between the two of them. And sometimes it's a good thing because it can bring a solution, but the other side again, you'd find that the one is being favored more than the other one. There's always comparison. As much as members are not trying to make it look like it's favoritism, your mind, like I said, our minds, you program everything and then you conclude that no, it is what it is. So that's one of the things that we find why family members can't work together. Another thing, also the different rules. You know, relatives might expect extra breaks, special pay, or fewer rules. You know, every house has a rule, right? So now you come into a home where you are faced with boundaries, the rules and all that, and now you as a family member that has come into this home where there's now different rules, and now you want to bring your own rules in that home, because wherever you are coming from, you saw this is what's being done here. So you come into someone's home, let me use this as an example. As you come into a brother or cousin that is a male house and he's married, so you came to pay a visit, and now that's a home of two couples, and you found their rules already there. Now because you feel like you are a grown person and you are older than that brother of cousin, male cousin of yours, and you come across certain rules, you're not happy with those rules, you end up trying to bring up your own rules in that home because of the wife. I mean, even though you are older than the person, we need to respect one another. You know, even as parents also need to respect the young ones, and the young ones need to respect the elders. But you'd find sometimes elders take that advantage of I'm older than you, so you have to respect me. Whatever decision I make, whatever rule I bring up, you have to follow it. But as adults, you can also be wrong sometimes. Someone younger than you can always correct you. No one is perfect. But there are some stubborn adults that will be like, I cannot be corrected by you. If I say this rule should be brought into this house. Now you're coming into someone's house and you are trying to bring your own rules. And now when you bring those rules into this home, you are bringing a whole tension between the husband and the wife. Now you are related to the husband, né? You are related to the your brother, your male cousin, and you have come into their home. Now because you see a rule A, a rule two, a rule B, and C and D is not right, you feel like you should bring the rules that you have at your home. You are trying to bring them in there. Then you try to manipulate your own male cousin or brother, and then once you have manipulated him, the husband ends up listening to the relative that has come into someone's house, into someone's home, a family home, that's trying to, you know, live according to their rules that you have found there. Now you come out of nowhere, you are there, you are trying for that week that you are spending there, you want to bring rules into someone's home. And then now this bring a whole tension between the husband and the wife because of what? Because of your rules you are trying to bring into the home. And now when you bring that type of rule into the home, and then the wife ends up disliking you, ends up hating you because of all this, the things you are doing, the rules you are trying to bring. And when she has anger towards you, what does it lead to? It leads to whatever event that you guys come across. You end up not getting along, you end up making this wife leave the house, or it is always just tension happening between the husband and the wife because of you. And you know, it wouldn't be good you being a reason of two couples not getting along. Remember, even though you are not married, you are here to get married. If you are to get married, and think of how will I find my in-laws? How will I be welcomed? What if I also find myself in such a situation? You know, it's always good to turn things around before you try to disrespect or bring your own rules or orders in someone's home. Think of you. Put yourself in that person's position and think of, okay, it's me. I enter this home. This is how things are. Will I be able to cope? you found the couple enjoying their relationship, I mean, enjoying their marriage, the love was there. Then you come in with your rules, then boom, things turn sour. There's no more respect. Families from both sides get to hear this. Now, when these families come and meet somewhere, it's just a whole a conflict. Because of what? Because of one person. You know, one person can end up making a whole family turn against each other. Because of what? Because of you trying to bring orders or rules as to know when back then our uncles or our grandfathers used to do this, and we should continue with this rule until this rule should take us to the ground. Even the next generation should practice the same rule. So you would find so many things happening. And like I said, one person can bring chaos into a family. And you know, there are so many people that are good at manipulating. They manipulate and manipulate. And you know, thinking of this, of the husband's side and the wife's side's family, now they meet up at certain events. And let me use this as those things of doing the traditional way of, I don't know, how should I put it in English? Itala pepat. Where the wife has now their kitchen area, this traditional kitchen area, and now the wife's family needs to come see, you know, where she is, what she's doing, how her traditional kitchen is and everything. And now this wife's family comes, and obviously the husband's family obviously is already there. Now they already have the issue that happened months or years ago, and now they meet again there, and they wouldn't think of putting their differences aside, just respect the couple for that moment. No, they end up not even coming because of what? No, I'm gonna go there because of that uncle of your husband, or that wife of your not wife but auntie of your husband. They don't have respect. That's disrespect. And you know, there are some families that they did say that we are not going because of who. And now this has brought, you know, families not to get along, not to get not to be able to solve or to help one another because of two individuals that decided to bring their own rules in somebody's home. And also another thing again is the letting go of an underperforming relative causes deep family fallout. You know, families may fail to work together, but for several reasons. Another thing can be that poor communication. You know, family members may not express their feelings, needs, or concerns clearly. So you'd find one is going through something, and what they are facing, now you that's all fine and all good, you come, the way we approach the family members, instead of us trying to be able to help this person, you just come then you start saying, throwing shades and saying all sorts of awful things, not knowing, is this person fine? You just heard something. You know, some family members, we just heard something about this person. You don't come and find out that, no, let me listen to her side of the story or his side of the story. And then you see that person, you just heard about it. You didn't call, you didn't communicate, you did nothing. You meet at an event, and then you'll be greeting, you are still around. I heard this and this and that. Or not even I heard, they start judging. Oh, you are there. Mm-hmm. While you are busy running around with men, falling pregnant every year, it's you have with different fathers. Or you are here doing, we are just there doing what, but you didn't try to hear the person's side of the story as to why is this person going through this? Why is this person doing this? You know? So, just to explain, just to hear the person, just to communicate the person, you know, sit down with the person, get to know what's really going on. And one thing that's what families fail to do is we have poor communication. We hardly communicate. we just communicate when we meet at gatherings, and then the gatherings where we meet, we end up again living with someone, not talking to them because of A, B, and C. During the preparations, you this one answer, the other one bed. Now you end up say fighting, and you know, some came in with their personal issues already that they had back then, and then they answer each other in front of people there. You're not getting along, and then people are like, huh, this family, there's fire in this family. You know, we have so many things that happen. Another thing also, we have the lack of trust. You know, past disappointments, dishonesty, or broken promises can make people suspicious of one another. Maybe you guys had an agreement, or you guys discussed about something, and then one ended up maybe disclosing what they have shared with the other one to someone that they also thought they would keep it to their hearts, and then the other person also passes it. It just goes on and on and on, you know. So now you are there, and because of what has happened, you don't have the trust in this person. And as much as you find yourself meeting up at the family gathering, wherever you meet up, it's hard for you guys to work together. It's hard for you guys to get along because of what transpired previously. Maybe they disappointed you. Maybe they lied to you. Maybe they've shared something that you have told them that please don't share it with anyone. But sometimes maybe this person had the reasons of why they shared it. But it also depends on what they have shared. There are some things where you know that, no, I have to bring this attention, bring it to attention to one of the family members because this person needs help. But then you, because you feel like this person betrayed you, but they're just trying to look find for you help, you feel like you're betrayed. Now, because you feel like you're betrayed, you go to another family member or friend and you tell them that, no, this is what's happened, and she broke promise, she broke my, I told her this and this and that, and she ended up going to share it. Now, this one might end up poisoning the other one's mind, not for them to come and listen to you, or come and not to get along with you or work with you because of what you have done. 18 minutes past the hour of 9, you are still listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and you can call us on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401, and you can share with us your views and opinion on today's topic discussion. We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. To stay tuned, do not leave that frequency.
swangami. Endonge yetu sinigiwe. So uya sasa amanyamanda. Abelela mkane wami. So kumelela kiswangami. Endonge yetu sinigiwe. So uya sasa amanyamanda. Why
Kanisa, 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 kanisa. si afika na hizi karo zetu Aba sana bandwana bako Apu bako lele na bangwa manzu yesu Baba unya Kanisa, kanisa, kanisa
Hallelujah, I'm feeling like it. When I Yes, good morning.
Morning, Uncle Bwana. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
I'm good.
Yeah, oh, you are playing nice, good music, eh?
Thank you very much, Uncle Bwana.
You know, this type of music, they are more, they provide comfort.
Mm.
You know, they are more physiotherapist kind of a nature.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen and you hear how families have involved and the challenge that they have been facing and how they really try to come, you know, together to resolve those things.
Mm.
Hey, what are you doing there? Please. Ah. So it's very important that whenever those problems, especially when it comes to wedding, that's in marriage ceremonies that you're talking about.
Mm.
So you really find out that maybe the way things are done.
Mm.
So there is also sometimes a lot of, there's no transparency, especially when it comes to wedding, maybe into some families and institutions. So you see only two people who are accountable for that thing.
Mm.
And this is what they say. Whatever it's said, it must be done. And you know, like you said, you are what, the 2000, what is it?
I'm a born free.
Oh, you're born free. Oh, thank God. You are actually born in the situation where things were a bit, you know, together.
Mm.
People can really lay behind one another and we're helping them, each other socially.
Mm.
And that social cohesion, that coexistence, it was good by then,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's the time of integration of the system, the apartheid system.
Mm-hmm.
The apartheid system, you know, from the colonial and apartheid system, people were segregated. So schools are different, the white, the colored, and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
But during that time, during that transition,
mm-hmm.
so we were still having this okumwanangali.
Mm.
We were still having those kind of spirit where people can really come together and they really, like,
and work together.
So this time around, when the situation is now changing, there's another, the millennium. Which one is the millennium? I'm always listening to them. And the millennium one and this other one, those different eras.
Mm.
We seriously need to create the understanding among ourselves that these things, it's only the family, whether there are problems, and you know, we always find those classification within the family.
Mm.
The rich, the well-off, and things, and this is not supposed to be like that.
Mm.
So it's supposed to come. Excuse me?
No, and I what I was saying is that, and I think it's what has made, that's causing now us as family members not really getting along or working together or getting to an agreement because of where we stand in life or what we do for a living.
Mm, exactly. And you know, there's a lot of gossiping.
Mm.
A gossip there, and this one is contributing, this one doesn't contribute. So, and you know, when it comes to wedding, everyone wants to see,
to be seen also.
To be seen as, you know, the best uncle, the best daddy, or the
so
best
it's
brother.
It's more like a competition.
It's a competition, and this competition is so worse that umokulimo kambe keri kwe, umokulimo kalunga keri kwe, umokulimo sike keri kwe.
So now, how does it mean to learn more? Has it paid for a man to go to a member of the Penguin Quafata do ta popu wa kucho ta ningishike or toka mona kucho toka kongo shima shidul fe popa show?
All those kind of that's imperfect competition, even in economic. And in fact, this is the economic issue that we are talking about.
Mm.
And these are the things. And remember, the majority of the family members who are supposed to be there to be part and parcel of that process, they won't be there because they will be excluded.
Mm.
Everybody will think that, why should I go there? Because this other one, their own entity, these other people, they are very popular, they are enjoying with the family. Yeah. And like in our own situation, you cut the Oshilama, that is the only thing that we would want to give the bride.
Mm.
And then the whole thing, when the wedding is done, the whole thing, you pack in your car with your children.
And go back with it.
No, you have actually destroyed that relationship within the family because people will not go. So if you can make it, if you have tents, you put them together and all the people will be there. It doesn't mean that you are not going to slaughter your ox or whatever, but the people will be there, those who do not have, those who are, and then you invite the whole family. And even the man, after the wedding, you continue with that spirit, that process. If you want to create wealth, you want to bring, to create some, you know, jobs. Well, before you came in, there were also people who were talking about entrepreneurship and people who really want to solve problems. When you see problem, you know, within our family, we should endeavor to bring them together during those things, and then maybe we preach a different message. Or even when you are inviting them, you invite all the family comes, whether you have or not, you know, and people who have that spirit of coming. And when they come, they must be appreciated. Their presence must be appreciated, and welcome them. And you know where they should be, you know. You know among the family, you know, this, they come together, you can send them, come together in the whole thing. So I think it's just a matter of really finding out and try to solve some of those conflicts that come within the families. Even at when you want to create some entity to do some work, some businesses, because it's easy. You can start. That's why they say charity start at home.
Yes.
So you start within your family, within your community, and you see how God will bless you and prosper the work of your hand. So thank you very much for the opportunity. I'll keep on listening.
All right. Thank you very much, Uncle Buana.
God bless.
Amen. All right. 44 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. You can still call us in studio 0832888401. That's 0832888401. Share with us your views and opinion on topic discussion of today, and that's why the reasons to why families fail to work together. So Uncle Buana, right there, our caller that just has left right now, has mentioned something that has caught my attention, that you'd find, using an example of weddings, you'd find it's a celebration. We want the celebration to go well, everything to go well, to make sure that, you know, we have celebrated our loved ones very, very well, and they are sent off very well and all that. But now, because you have a personal issue with this family member of yours, or not even a personal issue, but it can also start right there. You see that this cousin of yours is now, he brought his cow that came there is way bigger than yours. You end up, you decide that you're going to make two, or you're going to get three or two cows, because you want also to be spoken. Because everywhere you go, you're like, uncle, who did this? The auntie did this. The other, who did this? And she just started working, or she's struggling, but she did this for the person and all that. And you, because you heard that and you're not happy about it, you decide that, no, I'm going to, if I have to go in debt, let me go in debt, just because you want to please the family. Not because you're not even doing it for the family. It's because you want to, you know, challenge your relative. Instead of working together, doing something that's good and the best thing that you can do to make this person happy and people to enjoy, and to work together as a family and to show the love and all that, you are challenging each other.
Salagento, Billy, 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 Billy.
All right, we have 8 minutes until we hand over the mic to Urwazi. So, different opinions and values is one of also the things that you find families failing to work together. You would find that family members may disagree about money, education, parenting, religion, or responsibilities. You know, there are some, there's a point whereby you have now to be able to discuss on how you're gonna go about it, you know, regarding maybe a family issue that has arisen, and you are now trying to find a solution, you know, maybe it's a contribution towards how much we contribute in order to cover this and that, or the education, maybe it's registration fees. There's just so many things that as family that we discuss that we need to solve. So there's now this point whereby this one is saying this one is doing that, this one is saying this, and you are not getting together to for the final say, or the final say onto what you guys have come up with. So now this leads to chaos, because everyone that now they see that we are trying to say this, one trying to say this, and no one wants to take the other one's opinion, or so it's a whole chaos. It becomes a whole chaos because now the problem is just left there, and as much as we all want to get to an agreement, but because certain individuals have an issue, or they feel like it's too much, or they feel like they want their opinion to be taken, or so it's now a whole chaos, and then sometimes the problem is just left there because no, there's no agreement. We are not reaching an agreement because we don't get along already, and we have an issue already, personal issues. And then you add to that, and the person is bringing up a suggestion, the better suggestion. You have an issue with the person, or they feel like it's always just them. Why always them? And you know, we always have those little problems that are always there. Another thing, also the selfishness. You know, some members may focus mainly on their own needs rather than well-being of the whole family. They just think about themselves. You know, because they know that though they are able to afford this, they say, let's do this. Let's everyone contribute 2.5. But you know that there's some people that are struggling, or just yet they are unemployed, or they're just trying to, you know, to get onto their feet, and then it's you that's giving a whole high amount of this because you know that very well that you yourself you are able to do it. So you're gonna bring up that suggestion rather than bring up something that you know that it's fair enough, it's not leaving out anybody. Another thing, also the unresolved conflicts, you know, old arguments and resentment can continue to affect relationships, lack of respect, insults, criticism, or ignoring other people's opinions can create division, and also the unequal responsibilities when one person feels they are doing most of the work, frustration can develop. Now, another thing also can be that the financial problems, you know, money difficulties can cause stress, arguments and blame, lack of quality time. You'd find that busy schedules can prevent family members from bonding and understanding one another. So when there's lack of that, once when you meet up, you hardly know that each other because of this. Then again, also the outside influences, you know, friends and relatives, social media or unhealthy relationships can sometimes create conflict within a family. This is what I've mentioned in the beginning, by you coming with your rules into some, to a married couple's home, and then now you end up, you know, trying to discuss being a conflict between the husband and the wife, and now when the family, both families hear this, it affects all the families. When the families meet up somewhere, they already know that no, this one is this, and you know, a whole commotion and all that. And then also another thing is the favoritism. Also mentioned that whereby, you know, treating one family member better than the other causes jealousy and resentment. Then failure to also forgive. Failure to forgive, I'm going to repeat this. You know, holding on to past mistakes can prevent the family from moving forward. You know, I've mentioned this at the beginning that you are busy forgiving the whole stranger that has been cheating on you on 10, 20 times. They've done so many things towards you, but you are still running after them. But a family member that did something simple, something that doesn't have to, you know, that can be resolved that moment. But because you have that heart, I don't know what kind of heart you have, you decide to not forgive the person. And now, as you're not forgiving each other when you are meeting up, and then there's something that needs to be done because of the problems that you guys have with one another, you're unable to do it because of what? Because of the tension and whatever that's happening between the two of you or amongst you guys. So, in short, families work best when members communicate openly, respect each other, share responsibilities, solve conflicts peacefully, and support one another. So, what can we do, you know, and what ways families can work together while avoiding conflict? So, communicate openly, you know, talk honestly about the problems and listen to each other. You know, when we speak, yeah, at least you are able to solve it. Now, you have issue with someone, you are not speaking up, but why, what's your problem? You're just giving the person an attitude and saying all sorts of things, but yet you think maybe they know that you have an issue with them, but they just say you give them an attitude. And then obviously I'll go ask my other cousin, and why is Francina giving me an attitude all of a sudden? Then this other one doesn't know, why are you giving them such an attitude? Now the other one has to come ask them, and they come ask them, why didn't she come say to me and ask me? Why is she sending you to come ask me? You know? So let's communicate openly, you know, let's talk honestly about problems and listen to each other. You know, when you guys get along as a family, things turn out to be the best. Things go well. They even go far more better than the way you were expecting it. And the celebration goes well, the happiness, you know, you even take off the shame. You know, some people speak outside, you don't know what people are talking about your family, but that time that when you decided to have the peace and the event went through, well, people like be amazed. So, oh, but people are saying this is how this family is, but the way they were behaving, the way the arrangements were done, they're working together as a team and things turned out very well. Rather than now you are trying to, because you see there's a crowd of people, you are trying to show people that no, you are ho-ho. Now you start arguing with your other cousin in front of people. You feel like it's you are doing it for everyone to know, but you are just embracing your own family and not you yourself. So let's communicate openly. Let's respect everyone's opinions. You know, accept that family members may have different views. You know, and also share responsibilities. Divide household duties fairly so that no one feels overburdened. You know, and also solve problems calmly. Avoid shouting, insults, or blaming when disagreements occur. You know, if you have a problem, try to solve that instead. Now that you guys have a problem, you go to the next event again, when you meet up again, it's the same problem, you know, because you are failing to solve it. Then spend time together, have family meals, activities or discussions to strengthen your relationship. Be willing to compromise, you know, find solutions that consider everyone's needs. Forgive mistakes, avoid bringing up all the problems repeatedly, show appreciation, you know, thank and encourage family members for their efforts. You know, when you thank them, even the next event when they meet up, they'll be so excited, like, no, what we did, guys, let's do more better than what we did last time, because we really did well. And then also, again, let's show appreciation, you know, like I said, and also set clear rules and expectation, you know, agree on household responsibilities, boundaries, and acceptable behavior, and also support one another, you know, help family members during difficult times instead of criticizing them. Because when you help one another, it's you are helping the whole family and you're taking your family out of shame. You don't know what people are saying out there about your family. But if you work together, you help each other, you support one another in whatever problems or situations they're going through, at least you take your family out of shame. You're not doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for the whole family. And mind you, tomorrow you'll be finding yourself in a far more worse situation and you need their help. So let's try to support one another where we can. Not it's you putting yourself into stress and all that, but where you can, the little that you have is far more better than doing it because for the sake of you want to be known that you are the one who contributed the biggest amount. No, don't do it because you want to, for your recognition, for you to be known. Do it from your heart to avoid your family being ashamed out there. Another thing, also avoid favoritism. Treat family members fairly and equal. We are all one. We are sharing the same blood. You know, so let's show each other one love and let's be there for one another. And also control emotions. You know, take a break when an argument becomes heated and return to the discussion when everyone is calm. So when you guys find that you guys, these things are going far more worse, stay away from it, you know, calm down, because we say things when we are angry, and some things that we say, they're very hurtful. And you know, some of us, once you say something towards me and you know you said it out of anger, you come apologize to me, it will still be running in my mind, you know, it will still be, you are useless, you are what, it will be still rip, even though you know you are not useless. Those words, and mostly with someone that was very close to you, those words keep repeating and repeating and repeating in your mind. So let's avoid also what we say, let's avoid making decisions while we're angry. You calm down, you come back, you make a you make a decision and bring a solution to whatever you are facing. So overall, cooperation, respect, good communication and understanding are important for maintaining peace in a family. So we have come to the end of Social Times. We are now handing over the mic to Urwazi. It's exactly now 2 minutes past the hour of 10, and please do take care of yourself. Do show love to one another. Let's get along. You know, like right now, it's a wedding season and it's holiday, and this is now where family are getting together. So let's show each other love. Let's respect one another and let's be there for one another. Let's help each other. Let's work together as a team, and let's, you know, let's not put our families on shame. And you know, it's also a busy weekend. So some traveling back to but going for holidays, you know, schools on holiday, and kids are coming for holidays to different towns. And also next week it will be Heroes Day, so again, you know, some are traveling to commemorate the day. And it's a busy road, so let's drive safely. And if you are drinking, please don't drive, and if you are driving, please don't drink. And let's share love, let's be there. You know, life is too short, so let's try to show the love while you can. You know, you find someone when the plan is no more, it's when you are trying to, you know, blame yourself. But you have the opportunity right now. If you have to call that person, call that person. If that person is running on your mind right now, call the person and just say, are you fine? I just checked up on you. It's good. You don't know what the people are going through. So if someone comes across your mind, just call them. You don't know why they came across your mind. That means maybe they need you or they're going through something. So a phone call can heal someone, can prevent someone from doing a decision that was a wrong decision that they're going to do. You might be saving someone's life right now. You know, the committing of suicide is becoming high. You know, every weekend, every crime report on Monday has to come with just someone that has ended their lives. Same thing as couples, you know, taking each other's life and all that. If you are unable to handle it, or if you know things are not going well, or they end up breaking up with you and you don't want to be left in the relationship, just accept it. Because I mean, you just find the rightful person out. Maybe you're not meant to be, you don't know the future that's holding for you. So do the right thing, make the right choice, and avoid finding yourself behind the cells, or finding yourself committing a crime you're not supposed to, or finding yourself losing your loved one because of a decision that you have made, and also finding yourself going in debt because of a certain decision that you made just to please someone or to please people around you. Do the right thing, take care, and show love with one another. For me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station.